shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part four of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
God, we thank you so much for the Word of God, Lord. We thank you that it energizes us, that it builds us up, that it encourages us, that it strengthens us, Father. We thank you that we can look to the Word when we have tough times, Father. When we have difficult days or difficult moments, we know that we can always go to the Word. When Satan's lying to us about our health, when he's lying to us about our wealth, we can go to the Word and be stirred up. We can go to the Word and be encouraged. When he's lying to us about who we are, we know who we are in Christ, Father. We thank you. We eat this Word. We live this Word. We breathe this Word. In this Word, we have our being, Lord. We thank you so much that the Holy Spirit will minister in and to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. All in agreement say?
Amen.
Amen. Well, if you would, open your Bibles quickly to our text, Psalm 68:19. And we're going to wind this series up today, Psalm 68:19. We're on a message, a series of messages entitled Coping with Difficult Days. Coping with Difficult Days. We all have challenges from time to time, and some of us even still have difficult days. We said difficulty has to do with our preparedness. If you take a calculus question and you put it on the board, somebody who's never had calculus probably would say that's a difficult question. Somebody who's had calculus and did well in it and say that's not a problem at all. It's the same challenge. It's the same problem, but one man says it's difficult. The other one says it's easy. I told you once when I was in college, every test I took in college was the hardest I ever took. Every test I had the potential to be the hardest I ever took. It had the potential to be the easiest I ever took. This life that I live now has potential to be the easiest life out there, or it has potential to be the hardest life out there. It's all going to be determined for my preparedness for the challenges to come. If the exam has calculus on it, and I studied physics, I'm probably going to fail the calculus test because I'm not prepared for calculus. I'm prepared for physics. If I'm not prepared for financial management in life, I'm probably going to fail at managing my finances. If I'm not prepared for physical health until the day I die and decide to go home and be with the Lord, then I'll probably fight sickness, disease, and all other kind of malady and problems. Preparedness is the key. Preparedness. Christians do not have to have difficult days. You will have challenges, tests, trials, and tribulations. Many are the persecutions and afflictions of the righteous, but those are not sickness and disease and the things we've been redeemed from. Those things happen because of something we played into it. Whether it's ignorantly or intentionally, somehow we sold in that. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to be poor. We don't have to be any of those things. But yet you will have persecution and people will afflict you and persecute you for the gospel's sake, because Jesus said, if they persecuted me, shall they not also persecute you? Paul said, I count it worthy. Peter said, I count it worthy to be persecuted for the gospel's sake. Not a problem. But that's totally different from a difficult day, a day that you could not have been prepared for. How many people are prepared for tomorrow? You're spiritually prepared for tomorrow that you already know you're going to win. Or are you like, well, let me see what happened tomorrow, then I'll let you know at the end of the day. Let me see how much I've got to go through. Let me see how much I have to deal with. I got my mind made up. I'm having a good day tomorrow anyway. You can make up your mind, because why? There's nothing the devil can throw at you that you can't be prepared for. We begin to look, and I want to read in the Amplified, Psalm 68:19, our text. Blessed be the Lord. That's a good thing right there. Blessed be the Lord. Sometimes we forget that. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who does what? In the Amplified, it says, who bears our burdens and carries us day by day. The Lord bears our burden. He promised me that if I came unto him, my yoke would be easy, and his burden would be light. So therefore, if I'm carrying all this weight that I can't handle, I must be trying to do it in my own strength. I must not be using the spiritual weapons that I have. I must not be renewing my mind to the mind of Christ, because really, I'm telling you right now, tomorrow is not going to be difficult. It's not going to be difficult. What can Satan do that's going to make a difference? Suppose somebody die. Hey, praise God, they get go to heaven. Suppose you die. Praise God, I get to go to heaven. Don't have to go to work Tuesday morning. What can the devil do to you? If the worst he can do is send me to heaven early, how bad is that? Oh, but he could cause somebody to take your finances. God's got more. My seed shall not be found begging bread. I got a promise of the Lord, said he won't be found begging bread. Oh, but what about if people don't like you tomorrow? Well, they didn't like me yesterday. They probably won't like me tomorrow either. So I don't care. That's up to them whether they like me or not. What is the devil going to do you tomorrow? Suppose your kids act crazy. You do the best you can with them. Then after that, they make their own decisions. Suppose somebody else does so-and-so. What they do doesn't have to affect me. Yeah, but so somebody jump on you and they beat you up. Well, the Bible tells you what to do with that. Walk in love with them. And you have a right to defend yourself, but walk in love with them. You know, if you defend yourself, the Lord empower you. David defended himself. When Goliath was attacking the armies of Israel, God went out and defended himself. When the lion and the bear was attacking the sheep, he defended himself. But God gave him the ability to do it, just like if you did have a situation like that, he'd give you the ability to do it if you're in faith. So what is it Satan's going to do to you that guaranteed is going to prevail over you tomorrow? Nothing that you don't allow. So the day does not have to be difficult. If you try and control other people, if you want everybody to like you, if you want all this, you're going to have a difficult day because they may not be into you tomorrow. They may not be thinking about you. They might be into the devil to try and cause you hell. They might be trying to be a test, temptation, or trial for you. But what test, temptation, or trials is Satan sending you? They're not common to all men. And with every test, trial, and temptation, God delivers you and gives you an escape from it.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
God went out and defended himself. When the lion and the bear was attacking the sheep, he defended himself. But God gave him the ability to do it, just like if you did have a situation like that, he'd give you the ability to do it if you're in faith. So what is it Satan's going to do to you that guaranteed is going to prevail over you tomorrow? Nothing that you don't allow. So the day does not have to be difficult. If you try and control other people, if you want everybody to like you, if you want all this, you're going to have a difficult day because they may not be into you tomorrow. They may not be thinking about you. They might be into the devil to try and cause you hell. They might be trying to be a test, temptation, or trial for you. But what test, temptation, or trials is Satan sending you? They're not common to all men. And with every test, trial, and temptation, God delivers you and gives you an escape from it. So literally, if you're prepared, you take the escape, don't you? And I tell you, it's really funny when people get mad at you and acting crazy, and you just say, I see you, devil. It's not anything to fall about because literally, it's not that big a deal. And I got to remember in King James, it says the Lord daily loadeth me with benefits. And Amplified again, blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens and carries us day by day. Even the God who is our salvation. And it says Salah, pause calmly and think about that. God loads me with benefits daily. Boy, I tell you, difficult day. How can I be difficult with all these benefits I've got? I have to be forgetful. I have to be unthankful, ungrateful. Otherwise, I'm okay. Because you know what? Tomorrow God's as good to you as he is today, as he is yesterday. Different challenges may come, but they don't alter him. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he's going to be the same tomorrow. Is the Lord good to you right now, right this moment? Do you think he's going to be different tomorrow? What about if somebody else decides to put a show in front of you and you see all the pretty lights of their craziness? Is the Lord still good to you? Yeah. And that's where we get our joy and our strength from. The joy of the Lord is our strength, the joy of the Lord, not the joy of your job, not the joy of other people, not the joy of how much money you have or don't have. The joy of the Lord, that thing that never changes, that thing's the stable no matter who, what, when, where, or how, that thing that never changes. If you put your joy in that, your joy will never wane. Because your joy isn't something that's stable. Your joy isn't something that doesn't move around. God is always good to me. And he's always good to you. But we have got to be conscious and be prepared for our day by saying, you know what? Whatever the devil brings, God is more than enough. And in me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because Satan will bring tests, trials, and tribulations. But if you go a day with a whole lot of challenges, I'm telling you, you better stop. Come to yourself. Recall the promises of God have to deal with this. Point number two was when you find yourself in difficult days. Number one, you recall the promise of God and then the promises of God, which have to do with the situation or the challenge that you're faced with. And point number two is simple. The peace of God. The peace of God. Receive God's peace. Why do I say receive it? Because it's always offered. You can have peace in the midst of any problem, if you just receive it, it's there. God says, I know that's going on. Tell you what, cast that care over me and you receive peace. No, I'd rather just hold on to this one because, you know, I'm just going to hold on to this one. Why don't you just receive the peace? If God offers you a gift, all you got to do is receive it. And sometimes, I mean, you physically have to say out of your mouth right now, I receive peace. It's all good. It's all right. God, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but one thing I do know, I can't work it out. And I'm not going to carry it. You said give it to you, so here you go. I ain't going to worry about it. And you, when you give the trouble to him, then you can receive the peace again. People may say you're irresponsible. They might say not paying attention. I say, you know what? I'm not worried about it. I don't care about it. And I'm not thinking about it. Because if I think about it, it's going to grow. If I care about it, the Lord can't take it. If I worry about it, I'm going to get despair. So why would I want to do any of those? But that's exactly what people think you should do and think something's wrong with you. It's a good thing when you can look at somebody and say, I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? I don't care. Don't you care? No, I don't care. I'm trying to have peace. I can't carry care and have peace. Oh, but they're going to do this tomorrow. They say they're going to fire you. They're going to lay you off. I don't care. What do you mean you don't care about your job? What are you going to do? The Lord supplies my needs. If I'm just and I haven't done anything wrong, it's not going to help to carry care. All that's going to do is push faith away and push my peace away. If I don't recall the word of God in which I must have faith, and then I won't keep my peace. And I've got to have my peace because I got to be able to hear God. In case God says, go talk to that person. If God says, go head that person off. Or God says, just rest. I got this one. You can't hear that when you're all tensed and nervous and upset because you're carrying all the care and you don't have the peace. Anybody who's got a bunch of care does not have peace. And that small, still voice, the direction of God, can only be received when you're at peace. Because he's not shouting and screaming. That's the devil doing all that hollering. God's pretty much like, peace be still. Watch the Lord move. Meditate the word. Regain your peace. Go get a promise. If there be anything good, lovely, pure, virtue, any praise, think on that. Point number one, you have to recall God's promise in the midst of a difficult day. Then you have to receive God's peace. And point number three, you have to reclaim God's power. We had looked over there last week. Colossians 1:11 Amplified says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power. Difficult day with a whole lot of challenges. I'm telling you, you better stop. Come to yourself. Recall the promises of God have to deal with this. Point number two was when you find yourself in difficult days. Number one, you recall the promise of God and then the promises of God, which have to do with the situation or the challenge that you're faced with. And point number two is simple, the peace of God. The peace of God. Receive God's peace.
Today's message has been titled, Coping with Difficult Days, Part 4.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations.